Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet just $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. I think that's a pretty sure thing. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of our show, and we have in Mr. Dustin Schutte from SaturdayTradition.com, the website for all things Big Ten sports. You could follow Dustin at Schutte, CFB, that's S-C-H-U-T-T-E, college football. He's the college football writer for Saturday Tradition. Dustin, we've got football.
We've got football. We got underway last weekend with Nebraska-Illinois, and now we got the, that was the appetizer, and now we've got the buffet coming this week.
Yes, and I'm sure you're like all of us and can't wait. Before we look forward to this weekend's game, just real quick on last week, the Big Ten season did start in week zero with Nebraska against Illinois. Is it possible that Scott Frost already in August lost a must-win game and is pretty much a dead man walking?
Yeah, I kind of think that it was a must-win game for Nebraska, because when you look at the schedule that they have, they still have to play Oklahoma, Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota. They have so many tough matchups on their schedule, it's hard for me to see where they're going to get six wins. I thought that they had to beat Illinois in week zero in order to get to six wins, get to bowl eligibility, and for Scott Frost to save his job. Obviously, that's not the case, and it wasn't to me, Jim, necessarily just the fact that they lost. It was how they lost. I mean, they were down 21 points to an Illinois team that was just 2-6 a season ago, went through a coaching change. Obviously, they have a plenty of talent there. They've got some returning seniors, super seniors, over 20 players on their team, but to be dominated for a majority of that game, that's not very not a very good look for Scott Frost. And so you got to wonder, at what point would somebody like Trev Alberts, the new AD there, pull the trigger? I still think Nebraska has to get to six wins for him to keep his job, but it's going to be there's a lot of pressure on him the rest of the season.
I'm sure there is. And, he's tied his ticket to Adrian Martinez, the quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's the greatest decision.
No, I agree with you. We've seen 3 years of it. We saw more of the same yesterday. He's an incredible athlete, but there were just too many wide open targets that he missed. You saw the scoop and score that we saw on Saturday at the end of the second quarter that really kind of gave Illinois the momentum heading into halftime. I just don't think he's the guy. And the problem with that, Jim, is that there is no other option. There is no backup that's capable of leading this Huskers offense. And that's really the biggest problem right now for Nebraska.
All right. Again, we have Dustin Schutte on from SaturdayTradition.com. He's going to be joining us on a regular basis throughout the season, giving us a conference-wide Big Ten perspective, which is just awesome. So, Dustin, now let's shift our focus forward. Big Ten going great guns in week number one, Thursday night even. Minnesota, Ohio State at Minnesota. They're really targeting this game, really going to be amped for it. But in the end, can Minnesota keep that game competitive?
Yes, I do think that they can. I'm not saying that they're going to win that game, but I do think that when you look at what Minnesota returns on the offensive line, they've got over 140 starts returning on the offensive line. That's Connor Olson, Blaze Andrews, that's Daniel Fa'alele, Curtis Dunlap Jr., some other guys up front who have some starting experience. You've got the returning Big Ten running back of the year and Muhammad Ibrahim. You've got a three-year starter at quarterback with Tanner Morgan. You have some P.J. Fleck has shown the ability to develop wide receivers. You got a good one in Chris Ottman Bell as your number one option. If he's healthy, we assume he will be for that game, but we'll see. I think Minnesota can score with Ohio State, but my question comes defensively. Minnesota's defense was very, very bad last year. They do have some good players back, Boye Mafe and Dylan Pickney, and Coney Durr in the secondary, and Soriano Morisaaren at the linebacker position. I think they have some players, but you're talking about a team having to make a drastic jump against one of the best offenses, not just in the Big Ten, in the country. I think they keep it close because of the offense, but I think they fall short because of the defense. Ohio State, just too many playmakers, too strong on the offensive line, too many great players at wide receiver. When you talk about Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith and Jigba, some of those other players that they have. And then the quarterback position, a lot of people have that listed as a question mark for Ohio State. But Dwayne Haskins under Ryan Day was a Heisman Trophy finalist in his first season as a starter. Justin Fields was a Heisman finalist in his first season as a starter under Ryan Day. I'm not saying C.J. Stroud will be a Heisman Trophy finalist, but I think he's going to be just fine in Ryan Day's system with so many weapons at the wide receiver position.
If you're ever going to catch them unprepared, though, with a new quarterback, it would be the first game. As you heard, we're a show brought to you by DraftKings. I'm not going to ask you to pick an upset of Minnesota over Ohio State. The spread is 13.5 points. Which way are you going on that, Dustin?
I think I take Minnesota. I think some of the things that you just pointed to, not only is it going to be C.J. Stroud's first start as a quarterback, but he has to play on the road, and this is the first time playing in front of fans. And a lot of those Minnesota players have that experience. So I think that's another reason why I think Minnesota keeps it close. I expect Ohio State to win the game, but I think it will be closer than that 2-touchdown margin.
You heard it here first. I will remind you of your pick next week, Dustin. All right. Before we get to Penn State, Wisconsin, which our listeners, of course, want to hear your take on Wisconsin, one more interesting game coming up this weekend in the Big Ten. That's Indiana, Iowa. It's at Iowa. Two teams, both ranked in the top 20, both ranked very closely. I'm trying to remember where they are. I think they're 17th and 18th in the country ranking. What can you tell us about that game?
Well, just kind of like the game, we just talked about with Ohio State and Minnesota, this is kind of strength on strength. It's going to be Iowa's defense and Indiana's defense. I think there's a lot of question marks on the offensive side of the ball for both of these teams. And you look at Indiana and how explosive they were a season ago offensively. But my question is, what's the health status of Michael Penix Jr.? Is he 100%? Is he mobile? Because you know Iowa's defensive line is going to be able to put pressure on the quarterback. You know they're going to be able to get tackles for loss. The running game for Indiana hasn't been there. So I think a lot of the success for the Hoosiers this year and in that first game against Iowa depends on his ability, on Michael Penix's ability to stay healthy and throw the ball around. Because again, Indiana's offensive line has not played great. Their running game has not been great. Maybe we'll see that change. They've made some changes at the staff. They've got a new bell cow and Stephen Carr at the running back position. So a lot has changed. And then Iowa, you know, they're always good at the linebacker position. They're always good in the secondary. We'll see what's going to happen with them this year. They, again, I feel like I've been like a broken record, Jim. I keep talking about quarterbacks, but Spencer Petras, he was a first-year starter last season. This is his first year in front of a crowd. I'm very interested to see how he performs in front of a crowd at Kinnick Stadium of about 80,000 individuals, you know, rabid fans. It's quite a change from playing in front of that empty stadium. So a lot of questions. I think that's going to be a tight game. I like the fact that Indiana gets that week one. If it had been later in the season, I'd probably pick Iowa. But I think Indiana is a slight favorite in that game, in my opinion. I know that that's not how the books have it, but I like Indiana to escape Kinnick Stadium with a victory.
You're right. They have Iowa as a 3.5-point favorite, which I think is all about home field there. Interesting pick. I'll remind you again, you have Indiana in that game. All right, let's get to the game that Penn State fans are looking to. Penn State, Wisconsin, another really big game. A couple of top 20 teams. It's in Madison. I think these two teams are evenly matched. We all hear about Penn State all the time from all our people. Dustin, what can you tell us about Wisconsin?
Well, a lot of that, again, quarterback, let's just get that out of the way. Graham Mertz, there's a lot of question marks. He got off to a hot start last season against Illinois, but he kind of then had a roller coaster the rest of the season. But I think what's really important and what we need to remind people of when we talk about Wisconsin is they lost two of their top wide receivers in Danny Davis and Kendrick Pryor. They played a limited amount last season. That played a big factor into why Graham Mertz could not get into a rhythm. They also have Jake Ferguson back, one of the top tight ends in the Big Ten, maybe even in the country. So he has three really good targets to throw to. Obviously, at Wisconsin, you never have to worry about the offensive line play. I think they'll be just fine as long as they're healthy. Some guys have missed practice up front, but I expect them to be pretty close to, if not at full strength, by the time Saturday rolls around. And then the defensive side of the ball, you just have one of the best linebacker combinations in Leo Chenal and Jack Sanborn. You have a great player in Keanu Benton at the nose tackle position. He's looking to take a big step up. He's a guy that was going from a two-down defensive lineman. Now he's going to be a three-down defensive lineman, it sounds like, under Jim Leonard. Then the secondary, you have Scott Nelson returning. You have Fayon Hicks returning. You got some playmakers, Caesar Williams in that secondary. To me, Jim, this is going to be a low-scoring game because I really like what Wisconsin has defensively, really like what Penn State brings back defensively. Both quarterbacks, I think, are going to have a hard time throwing on the secondary. But this is going to be one of the better matchups, I think, of week one, because this is, you want to talk about similarities. This is like looking in a mirror. This is like the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other. I think these two teams are very similar heading into that game.
All right. Give me a key for Penn State to win this game.
To me, I think you have to put a lot of pressure here on your running backs to perform. Put a lot of pressure on your offensive line to pave the way, because I don't think Sean Clifford, I don't think he's going to repeat what he did last year. I don't think he's going to turn the ball over. I don't think he's going to be quite as inconsistent as he was last season. But I do think that it's going to be tough to throw on a Wisconsin defense because of their secondary, because of their linebacker play. If you are able to get a good push up front against a Wisconsin defensive line that's good, but not probably as good as it has been in the past, and get some of your guys a lot of carries, Devin Ford, Noah Kane, John Lovett, whoever you want to use, they've got about four or five different backs that you could name out there that could take carries for him. So if you're able to establish a strong rushing attack and bring those guys up, put pressure on them to load the box, then that's maybe when you see Sean Clifford hit Jahan Dotson or Parker Washington or Keandre Lambert Smith for a deep play late, or you know, at some point in the game. So to me, it's establishing a rushing attack, getting a good push up front, letting your three or four running backs have a good day. If they're able to do that, I would really like Penn State's chances in that game against Wisconsin.
All right. You have Minnesota covering against Ohio State. You have Indiana beating Iowa. This one, Wisconsin's a 4.5-point favorite. Who do you got?
Oh, I like Penn State to cover that. I think it's going to be closer. I like what Penn State has. I think they're the second most talented team in the Big Ten. This is going to be a dogfight, but I'll take Penn State in that one with the points.
Since you're coming back again, Dustin, that was the right answer. All right, Dustin, thanks so much for joining us. That is it for this edition of our show. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.